Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, snow showers may continue this afternoon, remaining cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a temperature falling to around 16 by 5 p.m. Northwest wind 7 to 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Tonight, snow, mainly after 3 a.m., low around 8, wind chill values as low as 7 below, breezy with the west wind becoming south after midnight, winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%, new accumulation of less than a half inch possible, and on Friday, snow mainly before 10 a.m., a high of 32, winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour, new snow accumulation of less than a half inch. And in the news for today, from an article in the Madison-based Cap Times, Democratic lawmakers are once again pursuing an effort to restore access to abortion in Wisconsin, though it is expected to meet a dead end in the Republican-led legislature. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, a Democrat from Madison, and Representative Lisa Subic, Democrat from Madison, announced plans with several Democratic colleagues on Monday to introduce legislation that would place an advisory referendum on the April ballot, asking voters to weigh in on whether the state's abortion ban should be repealed. An advisory referendum is informative as a measure of public opinion, but is not legally binding. The announcement came one day after the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling establishing a constitutional right to end a pregnancy. The court's June ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization activated Wisconsin's 174-year-old abortion ban, which had been unenforceable under Roe. More than 1,000 people rallied in downtown Madison on Sunday in support of abortion rights. Democratic Governor Tony Evers in September urged lawmakers to take up a proposed constitutional amendment allowing voters to engage in a direct ballot initiative, a process by which voters can act outside of the legislature to vote on proposed laws and constitutional amendments or repeal existing legislation as a step toward restoring abortion access. Again, this information comes from the Cap Times. New estimates from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau released on Wednesday show the state ending the current fiscal year with a $7.1 billion surplus, $524 million more than Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration projected in November. The analysis cited several factors that contributed to the difference, the most significant of which is the state's projected Medicaid fund surplus, due in large part to the continuation of enhanced federal matching funds enacted during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's Medicaid fund is projected to end the fiscal year with a $774 million surplus. That's $270 million more than the Evers administration expected. This information came after Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address from Tuesday in Madison. Evers called for the state to remain prudent in allocating and spending from the surplus. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.